Chapter 12. The Confrontation. That evening, while Catherine and Mrs. Penniman were sitting in the living room, Mrs. Penniman told Catherine about her meeting with Morris. Catherine resented her aunt's interference and said angrily, "I don't think it was right for you to see him." "I felt sorry for him because you're not seeing him," her aunt said. "That's because my father asked me not to," answered Catherine. "If your father asked you not to go to sleep, I suppose you would stay awake," her aunt said in exasperation. Catherine began to knit, and Mrs. Penniman read the paper. She was determined not to say anything more until Catherine asked about Morris. The silence seemed to last forever, but finally Catherine said, "How did he look? What did he say?" "He looked sad and tired, but still very handsome. He said that he was ready to marry you any day in spite of everything," Mrs. Penniman lied excitedly, closing her newspaper. "He was only worried about one thing, that you would be afraid of your father." Catherine looked into the fire and said, "I am afraid of him."
"Do you intend to give Morris up because of that?" her aunt shouted. "Catherine, you're going to break that young gentleman's heart. And I believe that you love him as much as he loves you."
Catherine continued to stare at the fire for a long time, and then she said, "I don't think you understand me, Aunt Lavinia."
"If I don't, it's not surprising," her aunt answered angrily. "You never speak to me about your feelings. I think it's a mistake to give up the man you love because your father doesn't like him."
There was silence for a few minutes. Then Catherine said, "Please don't meet Morris again. I don't think it's right for you to see him." Mrs. Penniman got up from her chair and threw the newspaper on the floor.
"I don't think it is your place to teach me what is right," she said angrily. "However, you don't have to worry. I won't see Morris again because I won't do anything more to help you. I'm disappointed in you, but I'm sure your father will be delighted. Good night, Catherine."
After her aunt left, Catherine sat there for more than an hour, thinking about her aunt's stupidity. She also thought about how much she respected her father and how she didn't want to displease him. And, of course, she thought about Morris. Finally, she came to a decision. At 11 o'clock, she knocked on the door of her father's study.
"Come in," her father said.
But Catherine didn't have the courage to open the door. She heard her father push back the chair of his desk and walk towards the door, and her heart started to beat very fast. When her father opened the door, he said,
"What's the matter? You look like a ghost."
Catherine walked in and stood near the door, facing her father.
"You told me that I could speak to you about Morris," she said. "Well, I haven't seen him since last week, but I would like to see him again soon."
"To say goodbye to him?"
her father asked.
"No, father," Catherine said, trying to stop her voice from shaking.
"To ask him to wait till you know him better, and give your consent to our marriage."
"I realize that you're unhappy now, but if you marry that man, you'll be unhappy for the rest of your life," her father said, taking her hands. "I understand his character better than you do. He's selfish and lazy, and he thinks that the best thing about you is your bank account."
"You're wrong," Catherine cried. "He's not interested in my money. He even said that he's sorry that I've got it. He's a good, kind man."
"I'll never change my mind about Mr. Townsend or your marriage," her father said coldly, letting go of Catherine's hands.
"I'll wait as long as necessary," Catherine persisted.
"You can wait until I die," answered her father. "Then you won't have to worry whether or not I agree."
"If I don't marry Morris before you die, I won't marry him afterwards,"
Catherine said sadly.
"You can do as you want," said her father. "But if you decide to see him again, tell him that if you marry him, you won't get any of my money after my death. Pay close attention to Mr. Townsend's reaction. Believe me, he'll be quite angry."
Catherine was shocked.
"I think you're right that I shouldn't get your money if I disobey you. But I think you're wrong about Morris. I don't think he'll be angry," she said, and began to cry. She tried to embrace her father, but he took her arms and almost pushed her out of the room, then closed the door firmly behind him. He heard Catherine run upstairs to her bedroom. As he walked up and down from one end of the study to the other, he thought in surprise, "I believe she means what she says."